Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. Today we're diving into something really powerful. Building resilience after trauma. I know, that sounds heavy, but trust me, this isn't about dwelling on the past. It's about taking those tough experiences and turning them into stepping stones for a stronger, more resilient you. Ever felt like you were carrying around this invisible weight? Like life just keeps throwing curveballs, and you're not sure how to bounce back. That feeling can be super isolating, but let me tell you, you are not alone. We all go through stuff, some bigger than others, and it leaves its mark. But here's the thing, resilience isn't about being unaffected by those experiences. It's about learning to bend without breaking, about finding that inner strength to keep moving forward even when things get tough. So how do we build that resilience? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that have really helped me and countless others on this journey. 1. Acknowledge and validate your feelings. This is huge, guys. So often, we try to push down those painful emotions, pretending everything is okay when it's not. But bottling things up only makes them fester and build up pressure. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel, the anger, the sadness, the fear. Acknowledge it, name it, and let it flow through you. It's like taking a deep breath after holding it in for way too long. 2. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Seriously. Lean on friends, family, a therapist, or even online support groups. Talking things out can be incredibly therapeutic and remind you that you are loved and cared for. Remember, strength comes in many forms, and sometimes asking for help is the bravest thing you can do. 3. Focus on what you can control. This one's about mindset, people. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus your energy on what you can change, your thoughts, your actions, your future choices. Start making small, positive changes in your daily life, and watch as they build momentum. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks or moments of weakness. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a close friend going through something similar. 5. Celebrate your progress. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big and little. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, or simply take a moment to appreciate how far you've come. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing process, but every win along the way is worth celebrating. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this, you're at work, and everything feels overwhelming. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss just dropped a huge project on your plate. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that urge to want to hide under your desk and disappear. But then, you remember those 5 key takeaways we just talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of stress without judgment, reach out to a supportive coworker for a quick chat, remind yourself that you've handled tough situations before, and focus on tackling one small task at a time. Boom, you navigate that stressful situation with more grace and strength than you thought possible. That, my friends, is resilience in action. So remember, building resilience isn't about being superhuman. It's about learning to bend without breaking, to embrace the challenges life throws our way, and to keep moving forward with courage and compassion. You've got this, and that brings us to the end of today's episode. If you found this helpful, I encourage you to share it with someone who might need a little extra encouragement. Leave a review on your podcast app. It means the world to me. And remember, join me every day as we keep exploring these journeys together on Depression to Drive. Until next time, keep that head up and those wheels turning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.